Hey, one word. Leave no doubt tonight.
Every day.
Huh, Peppy? Let's get ready to go today.
I mean, we believe in monsters. You really embraced that a couple years ago. Why?
Monsters of Midway were in the 1940s. Championships. So those words identify to a player. It's championship football. Great defensive teams in those eras. That's what the Monsters of Midway stands for. It's about being physical, okay? It's about playing relentless effort. When you put these pads on, it's always been a certain style of play here, and it's been physical. You're not a physical defense unless your corners are physical. Our corners are physical. You're not a great tackling defense unless your corners tackle. Our down guys sprint, our corners tackle here. You have to do that. You're just not a cover guy. You got to come in and tackle. You can't have a guest room for tackling.
They truly are playing like monsters.
Oh, yeah.
Right now. I look at that Tim Jennings play in Sunday's game.
Staring down Steve Smith, doing right to Tim Jennings. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Bears!
Yeah, Steve Smith slipped and fell, but he still had to know what he was looking at to jump that and make that play.
I give props to the whole defense. Every time we pick, you see everybody turning, trying to get a block, you know, because they want to score. We're aggressive, and the game is about the ball.
Six pick sixes in the first seven games, never before been done in NFL history. I know these guys have been asked, are you surprised? And I'll be honest, all of them say no.
Mm-mm.
Are you surprised by that answer?
No, I'm not. I always make mention, they don't come in bunches. Whatever we've done in the past is behind us. Now, the challenge is this week. And the one thing we can control is strip attempts. Our pursuit should be getting better and better because we understand guys are punching the ball out.
Throwing left, Todd Finley gives it up, Bears are on it. Peter Tillman poked it away, and Peter Tillman has it.
Hey, he gonna get you every time, bro.
The big picture is win a championship, obviously.
Yes.
Do you care about the little frames of things that happen along the way, like these potential records for the takeaways?
Takeaways is about winning. It's about the ball. How hard we can play, take the ball away.
They go out on the field before a game. Yeah, the mental intensity of what is about to unfold is there, but the smiles. It's like going back to playing, you know, in the park, wherever they grew up from. It's still there at this advanced age when there's so much on the line in this billion-dollar industry.
Yeah. Either you're applying pressure to the situation or you're feeling pressure. Our guy's going to apply it. And I think when you're applying pressure, you're excited, you're confident, you understand what you're doing, and you kind of cut it loose.
We see these banners, we see these pennants here in the background, and it just exudes the history of the game.
Yeah.
You must never grow tired of seeing these types of things or hearing about stories about this franchise.
No, I don't. It's or football itself. You know, it's such an awesome game. I've always believed one thing, you coach the man first, then you coach the player. Football's always been about developing people, and I still believe that.
Where defense is built on fundamentals, we hammer it every day, technique, tempo, and effort. That's got to be part of who you are. If it's not, you're gone.
I'm going to develop people in every way I can about responsibility, accountability, a unit, and then the player comes. If you just care about the player only, not the man, I think you can come up short.